This is On the Wine Road, offering compelling conversations with those who contribute to our wine country lifestyle. I'm Jeff Davis.
We've just started the journey. You know, it's been 7 years and it's taken a while to get our doors open. And we look forward to many people coming to visit us for varying food and wine opportunities over time.
On today's show, you're going to hear about a new tasting room, or to be more accurate, a tasting barn at an estate that's only been open about 2 months, Bricolore Vineyards, southwest of Windsor in Sonoma County. It's beautiful and ready to safely receive wine lovers. You'll hear all about the estate today. On the Wine Road is sponsored by Sonoma Clean Power, sourcing cleaner electricity and delivering programs that fit your lifestyle. Sonoma Clean Power, innovation grown locally. By Smothers European Volvo Cars and Mercedes-Benz of Santa Rosa, family-owned businesses since 1982 on the Corby Auto Row. And by On Fire Fireplaces and Outdoor Kitchen Showroom, a specialty store that focuses on beautiful fireplaces and outdoor living spaces for homes, businesses, even wineries on Cleveland Avenue in Santa Rosa. Last week, I was invited to visit the new winery estate called Bricolore Vineyards. They had been planning to open for a number of months now, but as you may suspect, the coronavirus stalled their plans. But in May, they finally opened their doors for appointment tastings. It's a gorgeous property, and owner Mark Hansen and his daughter Sarah walked me around the estate to see the number of settings and gathering places, much of which is surrounded by vineyards. It's a feast for the eyes with the many trees, ponds with ducks, even two black swans, vine-covered round trellises, a multicolored rose garden, some historic elements, and certainly a place you'll feel comfortable visiting during the pandemic. It will also be used as an event center. We sat down to record the interview in their large, rustic, yet modern tasting barn. It's spacious and includes couches and various sizes of tables, even a shuffleboard table. There's a modern kitchen, too. They have an esteemed chef on staff and a winemaker with a storied career. You'll hear more about them coming up. I started with Mark by saying it's such a shame you had to have your grand opening during these times. But that said, they're doing a great job in doing so, and Bricolore Vineyards is now one of the safest places to visit because of their spacious settings.
Yes, Jeff, we're excited to be open. Clearly, the opening isn't the way we imagined a year ago. But our property is set up for outdoor, socially distanced tasting, so we've been very lucky. When the county allowed us to open on Memorial Day, we were able to pivot very quickly, doing socially distanced outdoor tastings in beautiful Sonoma County paired with food and wine.
And it just worked out that you were planning that anyway with this property. You had all these different spaces spread out quite a bit, so this planned setting worked in your favor.
Absolutely. One of the things we loved about the property when we bought it 7 years ago was that there were multiple areas where groups of 10, 50 people could get together and congregate, enjoy life's moments, whether it be by our pavilion overlooking the Chardonnay vineyard, whether it be by our big pond where they could just enjoy a picnic by the pond, looking over the docks or the boat dock, or in our bocce ball area where people could sit underneath a trellis which has kiwi over it and enjoy the rose garden.
And many of those places have vineyards just beyond the pond and just beyond the ducks. Vineyards are all around the property.
Yes, we have 21 acres of grapes, two-thirds Pinot Noir, one-third Chardonnay, which are throughout our 40-acre parcel.
Why don't you run me through the different experiences that you are offering here at this point?
Sure. We have a number of tasting experiences called Homegrown, which features our four wines from our property here, our Rosé Pinot, our Unoaked Chardonnay, our Russian River Chardonnay, and our flagship Russian River Pinot Noir. All of those are generally paired with food. So we have pizzas, we have the chef will make a chicken sandwich, he has an estate spread, he has a more of a classic spread of meats and cheeses. And we also have a higher end experience called Locals List, which is six wines from our vineyard here and also our Kick Ranch vineyard. So that's a Rosé of Grenache, Rosé of Pinot Noir, Sauvignon Blanc, Viognier, Pinot Noir, and our Zinfandel.
Yeah, got quite a list of varietals there.
Yes, we today have 12 different wines. 10 of them are from our two estate vineyards, either Bricolor here in the Russian River Valley or Kick Ranch, which is in the Fountain Grove AVA in the back hills of Santa Rosa. And then we buy grapes from the Demosthenine Vineyard in Alexander Valley, featuring our old vine Zinfandel. And we work with Rack and Riddle to procure some grapes for our North Coast Bubbly, which is a combination of Pinot Noir, Chardonnay, and Pinot Meunier.
Which has a whimsical name, which is?
Flying by the Seat of Our Pants. And if you had told me that Flying by the Seat of Our Pants would be here in COVID, which is just perfect for these times, never would have imagined it.
Right. How did you come up with that?
So our name, Bricolor Vineyards, has kind of an interesting definition, which my daughter, Sarah, and her husband found. It's someone who starts building something without a clear plan, cobbling together a whole piece by piece while flying by the seat of their pants. And, you know, I did exactly what you did when I heard that definition from Sarah. I laughed.
Chuckled,
and, I thought, geez, that's kind of an interesting definition. And Sarah and James both said, it's really the story of our project. Mm-hmm. There's always a new dimension. It's always changing. Yes, there was a plan, but the plan grows and the vision changes. And it really is the story of many people's lives and the story of many startup businesses. You have to be flexible and modify over time. The interesting thing is in 2017, when we came out with our first wines, we had a rosé of Pinot Noir, and all of our labels are a jumbled Bricolor label with different colors. The rosé of Pinot Noir is a jumbled pinks in it. And when we came out with the rosé of Grenache in 2018, we said we can't do another jumbled Bricolor, so we thought it would be fun to play off the definition and use flying by the seat of our pants.
And I was also chuckling because I looked it up on Google Translate. And it was a French word, and I thought, what does this mean? And it just said handyman, which didn't have quite the story that your definition does, and I like that a lot better.
No, it's interesting, and when you have French people come to the vineyard and you say, you know, in Webster's dictionary or Google, it says handyman, they say, no, that's not really quite true, because handyman in France is someone who kind of cobbles things together with things that they have and is kind of... winging it or free-forming, you know, the building process.
Yeah, wow. He's Mark Hansen, the owner of Bricolor Vineyards outside of Windsor. I'll talk with their on-staff chef, who is a terrific asset for the estate, in the next segment. Another heavy hitter they snagged is Carrie Gott of the respected Gott winemaking family. I said congratulations on that move.
Well, thank you. When we bought the property, we were selling the grapes to Paul Hobbs, Patson Hall, Lewis Sellers, Claude Duval, and Sam Lando and Lando Vineyards. And so we knew the grapes made wonderful wine, and we decided to make wine in 2017. We wanted to find a winemaker that could really highlight and enhance the grapes that he was using. And we got introduced to Carrie, and Carrie's just a magnificent individual. And this was actually his 50th year making wine, and he's made some amazing wines over time. And
50th year?
50th year.
Wow. So, you look so much younger on your website.
Well, he's in amazing shape. He's going strong. His son, Joel Gott, has a very large brand. And I tease him that, his son's more famous than he is. But he's done some fabulous wines. And to have someone with that experience mentoring myself, mentoring Tom Pearson, our assistant winemaker, is just a joy to work with.
I bet. Yeah, that's great. Tell me about when you first got this idea, and we'll talk about your past in a little bit, but when you first started coming up here and building it, I mean, you've done this, as you've mentioned, kind of in stages. Did you have any idea it was going to end up like this?
Well, if you had asked me, 20 years ago, would I be running a winery with my daughter and wife and an event center, I would have probably laughed and said no. When we decided to do this project and we bought the property 7 years ago, we had the vision of doing a charity and corporate event center, and we wanted it to be on an agricultural piece of property to highlight wine and food as part of it. But initially, we weren't sure we wanted to do our own brand. And in 2017, we decided to do our own wine brand to really be able to highlight the wine and food, from the property.
And a nice element to use to help raise money. You know, if you have that to work with as your product, it makes it a lot easier, I would imagine.
Absolutely. I mean, some of the top charity events that I've been to locally and around the country always involve food and wine. So to have an amazing chef such as our chef, Chef Shane, using local products from Sonoma County, pairing them with magnificent wines, just makes the experience all that much more unbelievable. And hopefully in an environment that people want to raise money for both local and national charities.
So in other words, you did kick aside your original idea to just make this a retirement home up here.
Yes, we did originally have the vision of having a little house on a vineyard to retire and take it easy. And my wife and I realized that we really don't want to or don't know how to retire. So the notion of having a venue where people could enjoy life's moments, people can celebrate the beauty of Sonoma County, and we could work with people to give back to the community is something near and dear to our family's heart.
Mark Hansen, who with his wife Elizabeth and daughter Sarah own and manage Bricolore Vineyards. I'll take a moment to talk with Sarah next as I continue on the Wine Road. Thanks for sticking with me. I'm Jeff Davis, and you're listening to On the Wine Road. My travels for today's show took me just south of Windsor in Sonoma County to introduce you to a new wine estate, Bricolore Vineyards. I hesitate to call it a winery because the production facility is still under construction, but many scenic outdoor tasting spaces are available by appointment. Eventually, their large tasting room barn will also be open and available. Sarah Hansen Citron joined her father, Mark, to walk me around the estate when I arrived. She's the vice president of marketing, so I thought it would be important to include her in the interview. She was gainfully employed prior to joining her parents at Bricolore, but she couldn't resist the draw to come back to California. I asked if she was surprised at how stunning the estate has become.
Definitely surprised, but in a good way. I mean, everything that we've talked about has incorporated some. We've always talked about wine and food coming together in a way. We necessarily didn't talk about having an in-house chef at the beginning, but it was a long-term goal. And I would say all of our overall vision hasn't changed, just things that accompany it to make it the way it is now has changed a little bit.
Did you expect to be part of the plan initially, or did you decide later on, it's like, I should probably, and maybe to your parents' urging,
yeah,
why don't you join us?
Initially, whenever we had the conversation about the vineyard and hospitality center and charities, I've always been involved in the planning process. And at the beginning of the process, I was actually living in New York, working a full-time job at Tory Burch, running the international e-commerce department. And I was doing the branding remotely and helping build the website and digital marketing all in New York while doing my full-time job. And then I got to the point where they needed someone to focus on it full-time. And they kind of said to me, it's either you or, you know, we can hire someone else. So it's your choice. And I was, after 7 years of the fashion industry, I was kind of getting over it.
I was gonna say, you looked out the window and
saw
the busy Manhattan streets.
Concrete jungle and decided I wanted to be back in California. So I got my husband to move out here from the East Coast and have been working here ever since.
And do you anticipate being here for the long run?
I definitely do. I mean, this is a family business that we're growing, and it's nice to be a part of it from the ground up. And I hope that in future generations, my kids and my cousins' kids and, you know, family will want to be a part of it. And even our employees will want to be a part of it for the long run as well.
I've interviewed a lot of winemaking families, and, you know, the patriarchs and the matriarchs, they don't go away too soon.
No.
They're going to be around for quite a while.
Yeah.
They'll be the ones sitting on the couch over there telling stories in the next 30 years, you know.
I have summer jobs for all of my friends' kids right now. You know, they're about one or two, and they're like, when our kids are old enough, they'll be picking grapes for you.
Yeah. So. Or doing the hospitality.
Or hospitality.
Wow. Well, that's great that you're part of this.
Yes.
And how good for Mark and Elizabeth to have such a talented social media and marketing gal.
Yeah, it's been great to work with my parents, especially after being gone for 7 years and living on the opposite coast, being out here, working with them on a day-to-day basis and helping build a brand from the beginning has been very exciting.
Mm-hmm. We're very lucky.
Yeah.
Well, Mark, going back even further, I was curious about how you got to this point. And I saw that your wife, Elizabeth, and you had successful careers in San Francisco. So it's no surprise you felt the pull of the bucolic wine country lifestyle. But I was wondering what inspired you to choose Sonoma County as your next major step in life. And then I did discover that you were born here in the Santa Rosa area, and your wife spent summers in Cloverdale as a child. So you're kind of following your roots back here to where your life experiences began.
Yes, and in some ways we're making a full circle. So I was born in Santa Rosa, raised in Marin, got involved in the Silicon Valley for 25 years, and then worked in San Francisco. And as you mentioned, my wife grew up in San Francisco, but spent every summer in Cloverdale. And so coming to enjoy the beauty of Sonoma County as kind of our next phase of life is very exciting for both my wife and I. And we still are a little bit involved in the city life. We haven't given up our daytime jobs completely because starting up a winery requires a lot of capital. But we're up here, you know, two-thirds, three-quarters of our time. And during COVID, we've been up here 100% of our time.
Wow. What a nice circle.
Yes.
You did a lot in that circling to be able to pull this off at the end of the, you know, getting back to completing that circle. And it's going to be going for quite a while yet.
I think we've just started the journey. You know, it's been 7 years and it's taken a while to get our doors open. You know, we're not quite open to the public given we can only do reservation-only tastings during the COVID times. But we have our permits and, you know, when the county will allow us, we'll be open to the public on a five-day-a-week basis. And we look forward to many people coming to visit us for varying food and wine opportunities over time.
We touched upon it briefly earlier, but what protocols are you using to keep people safe?
So we're following, you know, every requirement that Sonoma County and the wine industry has, probably plus some. When our guests arrive, or even prior to them arriving, they're making reservation-only wine food experiences. So they have to book online, use the credit card, effectively prepay for the event. So we don't handle cash or credit cards when they're here.
Good idea.
Then when they come, they come from their car to a check-in area wearing masks and in a socially distanced way, 6 feet apart, check in. And then they're escorted by one of the our winery staff to their particular seating area, whether it be indoor or outdoor. Not right now, we're 100% outdoor. And so once they're in there, table that they're sitting for the wine food experience, they're able to take off their masks. They're able to enjoy their surroundings with two, four, or six people, whoever they're comfortable with that they've arrived with. And during the experience, all of our winery staff are wearing masks and gloves to do the serving and clearing and interacting with them. And probably the biggest challenge that we have sometimes is guests, as they enjoy their food and wine experience, need to re-put on their masks when they go to the restroom or re-put on their masks when they're wandering the property to enjoy the beauty. But it's been going well.
Yeah.
It's been going well.
As we mentioned earlier, there is plenty of space between the tables on their tasting patio, and there are a number of other scenic spots to enjoy quite a distance from one another.
You know, I've seen some pictures in San Francisco and Los Angeles and various cities where they have socially distant 6 feet apart circles in parks where people sit. And it just looks so close together to me. All of our tables are probably 12 to 15 feet apart, you know, so way beyond COVID protocol. And I think it just makes people feel safe in the environment, which is important to us.
Yeah, and again, it is the ideal place to get outdoors and enjoy the excellent wine, the food, the sunshine, and the experiences.
There's nothing like the beauty of Sonoma County.
Right. And the food.
And the food.
What was the term you used earlier with me? That you wanted to create a...
So we have a farmer, a full-time farmer. His name's Farmer Mikey, and he grows vegetables in our garden. We have over 28 raised vegetable gardens, and we have a greenhouse so we can do a full-time food and wine program. Many restaurants and wineries talk about farm-to-table food experiences, and we're trying to do plant-to-plate, which is even fresher. You know, picking the same morning or picking the day before and serving amazing fruits and vegetables that are just delicious right off the plant.
And you procured a talented chef, Chef Shane McAnally, who has an incredible resume.
We did. We never imagined Chef Shane joining us full time. We worked with him last fall for a couple of charity events and our wine club dinner, our Founders Club dinner, which was really exciting. And we had such an amazing experience together that he actually approached us about working with us full time.
Oh.
You know, from a work-life balance, he's had a number of friends that have left the restaurant business where they're 7 days a week, and he was running two restaurants, the Brass Rabbit and Chalkboard. And now he lives in Windsor, really close by. He's able to work mostly daytime shifts and the occasional event when we're allowed to do events in the future in the evening. But from a work-life balance, it's just an amazing experience for him and us.
And you'll meet Chef Shane after I take this break. No, I'm not trying to tease you. I'm simply out of time for this half hour. Our venture on the wine road at Bricolore Vineyards will continue after this. We're back on the Wine Road. I'm Jeff Davis. Today I'm featuring a wine tasting estate that's only been open 2 months. Bricolore Vineyards has a lot to offer visually and gastronomically. Their executive chef and director of culinary operations, Chef Shane McAnally, has quite a resume. He's worked at Garibaldi's in Oakland, Zero Zero in San Francisco, and Vada V Bistro and Wine Bar in Walnut Creek. He moved up this way in 2013 to open Chalkboard Restaurant in Healdsburg, which landed on the San Francisco Chronicle's top 10 restaurant list for 2013. While there, he received the Michelin Bib Gourmand Award for 6 years in a row. A few years later, he opened up a sister restaurant, the Brass Rabbit. I know owner Mark Hansen is happy to have Chef Shane on their staff at Bricolore, and I surmise that Chef Shane is thrilled to be there as well.
Yeah, I'm pretty lucky.
He told me you reached out to him, so did you see what was going on here and you thought, hey, I'd like to be a part of that?
Exactly. We did a couple dinners together last summer, and I've cooked at a lot of different wineries through the restaurants I was working for, and seeing what was getting put together here, like this winery barn we're sitting in wasn't even completed. It was all, the kitchen wasn't built, but I could see, you know, the gardens and just the estate itself and the team that is getting put together, and I wanted to be a part of it.
Did you have a hand in designing the kitchen?
Not really. There was a couple requests I had. I got on the ground floor early enough where we switched out a couple pieces that were in the plans. But whoever, the design team that did put it together did an excellent job. So Can't complain.
I was wondering, is Chalkboard and Brass Rabbit, are they even open at this point?
Chalkboard has reopened. I mean, it's been the roller coaster everybody's been on. They had inside for a second, but they do have a patio. Okay. So the patio is open, but Brass Rabbit, it's like a 35-seat restaurant, so it's just financially it doesn't make sense, so they're staying closed.
Yeah, that's too bad. So nice that this worked out for you.
Yeah.
Which explains why you brought up the idea. Say, I'm not doing anything this right now, but... Why don't you tell me what you've prepared here for us, just to taste? You just threw this together, huh?
Yeah, so we have a couple different spreads that we're offering right now at the winery. We have the estate spread, which is what we have in front of us now, which is primarily focused on the produce and what we're growing on property. And then we have the classic spread, which is more traditional kind of meat and cheese, charcuterie, stuff like that. So what we have on this one, we'll start with the shot glass here on the left. It's a peach and cucumber gazpacho with some estate olive oil and a little bit of Greek basil. I'm not sure if Mark told you, but we do have 250 olive trees on property, and so every October we have a big harvest.
Great.
And the olive oil's delicious. Next up is rosé compressed watermelon. So what we do there is we take a piece of watermelon and we put it in a cryovac bag with a little bit of the rosé of Pinot. And when you compress it, when you seal the bag, it takes the air out of it, and it forces the rosé into the cells of the watermelon. And so when you eat, it's one of my favorite pairings. Yeah,
jump on there right now.
We got a little bit of sea salt and piment d'Espelette and some shiso on there as well from the garden.
I can taste that Pinot in there.
Yeah, it's nice.
Rosé of Pinot Noir.
The next thing we have is a steamed bun with some beets, some scallion, a little bit of a peanut sauce, and some toasted seeds.
Wow.
Wow was right. That thing was bursting with flavor. Loved it. He's Chef Shane of Bricolore Vineyards. He was kind enough to prepare all these gourmet finger foods for me. And there's more.
Next up is our chips and dip. So house-made potato chips.
And those look fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you.
There's rich color to them.
Yeah, he's great. He just harvested some Yukon Golds from the back garden, and they're just delicious. When you get them so fresh like that, they have a sweetness that you don't get from stuff you buy at the grocery store.
Yeah.
And so the dip that we have with that is kind of a riff on a traditional like spinach dip. But Farmer Mikey, who tends the gardens, has a number of different greens. There's collard greens, kale, Swiss chard, spinach, basically just whatever leafy greens kind of go into that mix. And then we have some peaches that we lightly grill and wrap in our house-cured lonza, which is
really
a
tasty
cured pork loin. When shelter-in-place came down, we started a charcuterie program. So we have pancetta and guanciale, some lonza, some copas hanging right now. And we are going to be starting some prosciutto here shortly.
I love pancetta and prosciutto. And they just bring so much life to different ingredients.
Absolutely. The final thing on there on the metal skewer is some charred summer squash, and we toss that with a avocado zoug. Zoug is a Yemenite hot sauce. Typically, it's like a bunch of herbs and a little bit of jalapeno. The avocado part isn't traditional, but I just like the creaminess it adds, and it kind of tames down the heat a little bit. And then we have a little bit of house-made furikake over the top.
Furikake.
Yeah.
Not familiar with it.
So it's a Japanese ingredient. It literally means, it translates to sprinkle. And so it's usually something crunchy, usually has nori, some sort of seed, sesame, a little bit of dried orange zest, and some, we made some kimchi and dehydrated that, and that gives it a little kind of seeds, some nori, some...
And as you mentioned earlier, this is something that a guest could order.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Not your standard charcuterie plate.
Yeah, yeah. We're trying to get creative with it, you know. Try and even the one that's meat and cheeses is not what you're going to get at a typical winery. It's you know, we take time to try and elevate it as much as we can.
And did you say you do though have a meat and cheese plate if that's what they want?
It is, yeah. Yeah. It does. We do have that. I would say it's not traditional. Like we kind of compose it a little bit.
Oh, I couldn't imagine. Yeah, that'd just be sliced meat and blocks of cheese on there from Chef Shane.
It's all home-cured meats.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to snack on some of this here.
Awesome.
I did start a little bit already, but thank you for preparing this for me today.
Absolutely.
Oh, and Mark was telling me you guys were doing some live Zoom experiences with your kitchen.
Yeah, yeah. So when COVID first hit and we were trying to, you know, figure out some content to do, we were discussing doing maybe some Instagram cooking videos, and that quickly became, let's do a live Zoom cooking class. And so, you know, Mark and I were joking, like, I expected my mom to be there and maybe a handful of people. But first week out of the gate, I think we had about 50 people watching. And then by the end of it, we got up to 100, 150 a couple times. And with, you know, almost half the people were cooking along with us. So it was really fun. We'd send out the recipe weeks in advance. You could buy the wine that we were pairing it with if you wanted to, or you could just tune in and watch. It was fun. And then we're doing them monthly. My sous chef has taken over that we're doing them like the second Sunday of every month. We're continuing it.
Okay, and you're promoting that on your website?
Mm-hmm.
Great, yeah, I'm sure other people love to see that.
Yeah, yeah, it's fun.
My wife might actually join in, too. She is a very good home chef.
Awesome.
And which is fun to enjoy the meals that she creates, but it's a lot to clean up afterwards. Well, thank you for your time and, again, creating this for me. And
absolutely.
Appreciate it, and I look forward to coming up with some friends in the, hopefully the near future to share this experience with them.
Chef Shane McAnally of Bricolore Vineyards. You will truly enjoy his creations. They also have a pizza oven as well. I'll return with owner Mark Hansen as we continue on the Wine Road.
Many of us enjoy the fun times and exciting events at tasting rooms and restaurants in the wine country. Some offer incredible outdoor spaces with warming fire pits, attractive outdoor kitchens, and stunning fireplaces with comfortable and classic outdoor seating and dining sets for alfresco dining. These indoor and outdoor amenities can be found at On Fire in Santa Rosa. You'll be impressed with the carefully selected array of luxury outdoor furniture, barbecue grills, outdoor kitchens, and heating products. We can help you create something extraordinary for your outdoor living space and extend your outdoor entertaining season. Visit On Fire on Cleveland Avenue in Santa Rosa, lighting a better fire for over 50 years.
This is On the Wine Road here on KSRO. Thanks for listening. I'm Jeff Davis. I have often said I am respectful of the philanthropic nature of the wine industry. So many wineries donate to local and national causes. Mark, Elizabeth, and Sarah of Bricolore Vineyards are no different. They offer wine packages that can be found on their website that benefit Make-A-Wish Foundation of the Greater Bay Area and the Nashville Wine Auction to benefit the fight against cancer.
We work with a number of charities around the United States, are near and dear to our heart to support children's charities, homeless shelters, healthcare. But Make-A-Wish is an organization that my wife and I have been involved with for about 20 years. And we were going to do a Wishes on the Vines experience for 150 people in the spring on our property, where we're going to do a big food wine auction. And unfortunately, it had to be canceled this year given COVID. So we decided to do a dedicated quarantine kitchen with Chef Shane for Make-A-Wish, which is a virtual experience. And the guests will essentially would purchase a three-bundle package of wines, so three different wines, or six packages of wines. And depending on which bundle they purchased, $25 or $50 was donated to Make-A-Wish from that program. And then when they came live on the cooking show, the virtual cooking show called Quarantine Kitchen for Make-A-Wish, we also did a live fundraiser. So as part of the program, between the food, the wine, and the donation live, we were able to raise over $30,000 for the night, which was amazing.
Yeah, congrats. I love that philanthropic nature of the wine industry. You know, so many people raise money for charities, and I love seeing that.
Well, supporting charities is near and dear to our business plan and what our family is all about. We're actually using high-end charity events all across the United States to kind of help establish the Bricolore brand. So we're doing events at Emeril Lagasse's Foundation in New Orleans and Florida, the Triangle Food and Wine Experience in North Carolina, the Atlanta High Museum in Atlanta, the Nashville Wine Auction in Nashville, and a number of events in the Bay Area, including Make-A-Wish. So we look forward to helping as many people out as we can. And you're right, the wine industry and Sonoma and Napa are just incredibly generous in supporting these charities, and we're really fortunate to be a part of it.
And you are correct, too, in having a product like Bricolore Vineyards Wine to be the catalyst for some of those events.
Well, Carigot makes some amazing wines, and you know, our Rosé à Pinot and our Pinot Noir and our Chardonnay are definitely part of the bundles, and people love pairing them with many different types of food, and we hope many people celebrate life's moments, and we raise a lot of money for charities in the meantime.
You can see the charity packages on their website, BricoloreVineyards.com, BricoloreVineyards.com. Vineyards.com. If you click on the Make-A-Wish packages, you'll see details of an upcoming interactive cooking class with Chef Shane on August 20th. I also noticed that the Nashville Wine Auction is now out of date as of yesterday, but I'm sure there will be more packages on that page on a somewhat regular basis. I'll wrap up with Mark Hansen next when On the Wine Road returns.
With the weather heating up and electricity usage increasing, Sonoma Clean Power offers a few tips to help keep your consumption and your electricity bills down this summer. On hot days, avoid using the oven. Using smaller appliances like a microwave or toaster oven will release less heat and require less energy for cooling the house. Seal cracks around windows, doors, and vents to keep cool air inside and prevent warm air from leaking into your home. Take advantage of the sunlight for natural light and warmth. If you're working from home, set up your workspace by a window so you can avoid having to keep the lights on during the day. Sonoma Clean Power is committed to helping customers save money and maximize their home's energy efficiency. While you're at home, SCP encourages you to make these and other energy-saving habits part of your daily routine. We're here for our customers. Visit SonomaCleanPower.org for more helpful tips and for financial assistance resources. Sonoma Clean Power. Innovation grown locally.
Our adventure on the wine road continues. I'm Jeff Davis, and I hope you've enjoyed hearing about Bricolore Vineyards today. As you can tell, Mark, his daughter Sarah, and I imagine his wife Elizabeth are very proud of what they're building there. I said to Mark, I bet the real pleasure you get out of this place is sharing it with people.
Absolutely. Guests. You know, seeing people come out, especially in these COVID times, to enjoy life's moments, to enjoy the fresh air, to enjoy food and wine, definitely brings them joy and us joy.
Yeah. It's like having a great party and just standing back and watching everybody enjoy themselves.
Absolutely. I'm really looking forward to, in the month of August, we're kicking off a number of food, wine, dinner series. So Saturday, August 1st, we have our first food wine pairing, which will be a socially distanced four-course food wine menu with Chef Shane. And then every other Friday, we're going to do a family pizza night. So for the month of August, on Saturdays every other week will be the food wine pairing. And then on the opposite Friday every other week will be a family food night or family pizza night. So just seeing people come out, enjoy the summer evenings, enjoy food and wine, try to get back to some degree of normalcy in these COVID times will be really nice.
What are the times on those dinners and evening events?
They all, our dinner series are reservation only. They start at 6 p.m. Okay. And so you book online, hopefully a week or two ahead of time, come out. They generally go for 2 to 3 hours. And people have a great time. And our normal tasting is Thursday through Monday from 10 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock at night. And so you can also book ahead of time for a reservation-only experience to come out and enjoy one of Chef Shane's picnics or one of our food and wine experiences that we've talked about.
And thank goodness you have the ability to offer that to people during these crazy times. And it sounds like it's something that I'm sure a lot of people are going to take advantage of.
We're excited to be open. We're excited people are coming to see us. You know, clearly we don't have the tourism this year in Sonoma County that we have in past years, but we have a lot of people from the Bay Area who have chosen not to fly off to Hawaii or Europe or somewhere in the United States, coming up and enjoying the beauty of Sonoma County. So we hope to share with as many people as we can over the coming couple months and coming years.
Well, you've done a fine job here, and I can't express it enough that this is something that my listeners should come up and enjoy and experience for themselves. Congratulations on an incredible job here, and there's still more to come.
There's more to come, and Jeff, thank you very much for letting us participate in your show, and we look forward to you and your guests coming out to enjoy Bricolore Vineyards.
You can count on it.
Thank you.
You know, fairly often after I visit one of my guests and I see their place, taste their wine, and in Bricolore's case, get to enjoy culinary offerings, I end up going back soon after. Sure, I enjoy the heck out of meeting my interviewees and talking about what they offer, but it's nice to get back there to experience it as a guest. So, in this case, I will definitely be taking my wife Meredith and meeting a couple of friends there before too long. Spend some time on their website. There's a lot to take in. BricolorVineyards.com. BricolorVineyards.com. Vineyards.com. There's a video that'll give you a bird's eye view of the property. It is quite an estate. Thanks to Mark and Sarah for taking me on a tour of the property, and I look forward to meeting Mark's wife, Elizabeth, next time. Speaking of time, my hour is quickly winding down. Remember, you can find past interviews at onthewineroad.com, as a podcast on your favorite platform as On the Wine Road Podcast, and more on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram at JDWineRoad. Have a wonderful week, be safe, and be thoughtful of others. I'll catch you next Saturday here on The Wine Road. I'm Jeff Davis.